The middle of Hilchos Shabbos, the middle of Siman Shin Aleph, the halachas of which kelim is a person allowed to go out with into the street on Shabbos, and which can you not. Siv Yud Gimel, on the bottom of Ayin Tes Med Aleph. Lo Yitzi Hazav, a Zav is a male who has a seminal, has a discharge, and he cannot go out bekis with a pouch, Isa, that he makes lahatzilo mizivosai to protect from his discharge, shlei tanufba, that he should not become dirty from. B'chein isha nida, so to a woman that's menstruating, shekesheres beged lefaneha, that she ties a garment in front of her, shlei tislachlik b'dam nidusa, that she should not become dirty from her menstrual blood. Asura lotzis boy, should not go out with it. And lo, as a continuum of bays, yehi sinach asu kein mabish, unless there's like a type of a girdle that's made like a garment. But if she's tying it on, that the blood shouldn't pain. If she's tying it on, that the blood should not pain her, and she should not be bothered by it, then what the lot is by then she's allowed to go out with it. Says the Mishbura, Sev Katan Memches. Because the derech itzahu leisha b'chol. That's the normal way for this man to carry during the weekday, which is that you have some type of a pouch that you put like an undergarment there by the lower region that catches this discharge, which as the Shartzi Nesnav says, that's from the Gemara, and according to the Ram, that the Paskins, that Malacha Shin Tzich Legufa, that Malacha that you don't need for it itself, that you chayiv, here you would also be chayiv, and that's how he Paskins in his compendium. Now, because you don't really need that discharge, that's called Malacha Shin Tzich Legufa. Now, says the Mishra further, says, Afa Pekin, even so, Lemiki Zebashem Malbush. Even so, that would not call it like a garment, because you're also if it's made just to save him from filth. Anything that's there just to save from filth, masahu, that's a load. Unless if it's a full-fledged garment. We see later on Sibidal. Sif mem test. So he said the Zav is not allowed to go out but kiss with a special pouch that he makes that he shouldn't get dirty from his discharge. But then same thing as him kusha matlis. Same thing as, let's say, he ties a cloth. Bipsilo shel koiva with a string of a hat. Kidei as a continuum in Bezle Kanech by Enov. To wipe his eyes. Same thing as us. It's the same thing. Would be forbidden. These are all considered carrying. If it's something that's just to save you from getting dirty, that's not a garment, and therefore it's considered as a masi. So that would be forbidden. Sivkat nun. And same thing we said regarding a menstrual woman. She ties a garment and by the lower region that she shouldn't get dirty from a damnida, she should not go out with it unless it's made like a, somewhat of a malbush. And says Mishabur Milfanem Acharei, it has to be like a garment like that's in front and behind. Kemech Nesayim, Belishalayim. It has to be like some type of a pants without a bottom. I mean like some type of a, like a underwear. Given the Derech Malbushu, since it's a type of a garment, so that's always permitted. Come on, like we see later on Sabidal, but let's say this garment is only in front of her. Only behind her, because she's tying it with straps in front of her. Yeah, God, no, that in such a case, that's not a garment of Aster, and that's forbidden to wear, to that she shouldn't get so she shouldn't get dirty from her dam neither. Now, Siv cutting enough, but let's say Siv Mechabe, if she's tying it so that Shlo Yichav, that it shouldn't pain her. That is shleipa b'sar. She doesn't want the blood to fall on her skin. It's going to dry up on her. But then it's going to come out. It's paining her. So therefore, that's why it's permitted. Because since her intent is because of the pain, although you're right, by default, that means she's being saved from getting filthy also. But derech malbushu, that is considered a way of a garment. Kishar malbushim, like all of the garments, garments are traditionally made to protect the body. And therefore, mutter, that would qualify it as a permitted type of a garment. And therefore, you could go out with that into Rishus Rab. Sif Yudal. Dovashu derech malbush, something that's a way of clothing. And now, even if the person, in contrast to the previous one, even if the person is only wearing it only because they do want to save themselves from filth, well, with the lutzah b'shabbos, you're allowed to go out with it on Shabbos, because ultimately it is a derech malbush. There, that's the permissibility of wearing a raincoat, a garment because of the rain, or a hat on his head, because, you know, it's a garment, even though you're doing it to save yourself from the elements. But it's forbidden for a woman to put a garment on her kerchief because of the rain. That's not the way of how they normally address. So it says something that is a way of a garment, even if he's not wearing it, but for being saved from filth, he's allowed to go out with on Shabbos. That's somebody means to say he's wearing this garment above his garments, that they don't get dirty. Even so much, it's going to be permitted. This Ramah concludes later on that he says, and you're allowed to wear a beged me'agashamim, a garment because of the rain, a koyva v'chulu, or a hat on his head. That's also a filish a mice of lubish beged me'almalu l'begadav. And even if a person is adding on to wear a garment above his garment, rak me'agasham only because of the rain. Again, our classic raincoat. If not for the rain, he would never wear this raincoat. It's a very thick and rugged type of a garment, like a sackcloth. Also, the hat, he's wearing on the top, a very large hat on his head, so that it doesn't get dirty. Even so, it's going to be permitted, because it's a way of normally wearing something. That's what he says in the end of submission of. That's how the other chayim write also. Nun gimel. And he said that, but it's forbidden for a woman to put a beged al ta'ifa, a garment on her kerchief. Hainu, that is it, ain't a derech mal, but she's not wearing it the way it's normally worn. Just placed on her head, plop. Like putting a small garment of linen. But if let's say she's clothing herself with it a little bit, some of her body, so now she's like wrapping herself with it. So it's like a way of a garment. Which the Shaar Tzion Leisman Zayin says in the Morgan of Ram Tzis Shabbos, they mentioned stam, the ituf, wrapping yourself with it is enough. So it sounds like that only just placing and just like regular placing is going to be forbidden. But if you're even just wrapping just her head, it'll be permitted. And the Prima Godman's mashman that the Kavanah of the Morgan of Ram is that also, some of her body should also be a little bit wrapped with this cloth. And maybe his intent is to equate the pin of the Magen Avraham with the Taz. He says, Chayadim, I saw that it should be wrapped also most of her body. He says, I don't know where he gets this from. If it's not mashma like that. So the question is, if it's enough just with the head, or do you also need a little bit of the body? But be that as it may, continues Mishabura, Bishari, then it's permitted. Even though it's really just to save her from getting dirty. Like we said before, because Lamaisi, you're wearing it as a garment. Even if it's an inferior garment, like a sackcloth, because the kamon, like we'll see later on, and b'shari af la'ashiris, and then even wealthy people who would normally never wear such a garment is permitted. Since for poor people, it's fit. Chashav gam la'ashiris ma'albush, then it's considered also a garment even for wealthy people. Sivkot nun dal. And but just to put the cloth and plop it on the head because of the rain, that's not permitted. Sivkot nun dal, the inza b'chul, because that's not the derech ma'albush. Now, if her intention is not just not to get dirty, but that the rain should not pain her, then shari b'chalin, then it's permitted in all situations, like we said in the in Sif Yud Gimel, that afshem emelin itself is like there's a mitinim b'gedel. Although by default, then she's to be saved from getting dirty of her garments. But avad should ekshirin yafa as long as she ties it on very well. Sivkat nun hey, we said because it's not a derech of a malbush. But can therefore us leish lechasa koiva if it's forbidden for a man to cover his head befat sheila, which is some type of a mitpachas. I mean chayodim. This is where the big discussion is: can you just put a garbage bag on your head to save it? Because that's not a derech malbush, and you're doing it just to protect the head from getting dirty. So therefore, says the Mishabura, you can't just take some type of a cloth and cover the head with that. Sif, because that would be considered caring. Sif tezvav. Ein hakiteya, the amputee cannot be yoitze, he cannot go out to the street b'kavshaloi with his prosthetic. The haina that is, sha'isa kumin defushal regal. They make like a form of a leg, v'chayku b'ma'at, and they carve out a little bit. Lassim reishayka b'techa, to put the stump, the head of a stump of his leg inside of it. Ein ha'isa zela ha'leich boy. And it doesn't make it to walk with. Because he needs a stick. But Kamanasra, his intent is Kadesh Li Rachasaragl, just doesn't want to look different than everybody else, like he's missing a leg. Just someone that's like has a limb. given the ain't tzarich hiluch, so since it has nothing to do with him walking, us is going to be forbidden. It says in Mishabur Sibkat and Bav that kivain the ain't of chulu, since it's not for tzarich hiluch, it's forbidden. I know that is al ken chashina, meaning therefore we're concerned. Dilma mishlev meragli, it might fall off from his leg. Vasla tui dalaramis, he might come to carry dalaramis because he doesn't really need it to walk. As the Shatzi Nuntes brings this from the Vilna Gaon Tez Shab, it says, not like those who want to say that it's a masli. Some want to say, oh, it's a load. That's why, because it's not really helping him to walk. So what is it for? It's just that he's carrying something. No, it's not. But since it's not necessary, it might fall off, he might come to carry it. Siv Tezain. Kiteya, amputee, she'en yochel le'lechlal al shaker. He cannot go at all on his thighs. El yishva kise. And he can't even walk. He sits on a chair, on some type of a platform. When he picks himself up from his place, so he supports himself on his hands and on his thighs, like he pushes himself forward, but he's like always sitting on the ground. So he makes some supports of leather of wood to the edges of his thighs, or his legs are hanging, but they have no mobility. When he's leaning on his hands and he's picking himself up, he's like PT over here. Nishan gamal raglav ktsas. So he supports himself also on his legs a little bit. So in yitzimem b'shabbos, he cannot go out with these supports on Shabbos. The aided tlumulim alcha'ara, since they're hanging and they're not placed on the ground, zimnin the mishtalfi, at times they're going to fall off. Avav b'kisev, esav salam, akitan rishav yodav, but the chair and the small benches that are on his hands, for those motulats he's allowed to go out with. If someone's amputee in both legs, and it goes on his thighs and on his knees, and he makes these like leather supports for his thighs, that he could go out with on Shabbos. You're just allowed to go out with a stick of wood that the leg goes into. You don't have to be concerned that it's going to fall, like the way they have these pirates almost. Rabbi Ruchem, that's been Ruchem Chelikay. Chaim be Pant Tanish, the Mishtalfi be Mehera, Omemela, that it falls off quickly and by itself, says the Rajba Samrish Tufrish Zain. And however, Yesh Machmir Baisim, some are stringent, say forbidden, says the Augur. Says Ramo further, the Layelich Adam Yochab Shabbos, Pishish not go barefoot on Shabbos, but Malkam and the Pleish in Derech Layelich as he continued to Daf Peyaman Alf. Yachab with the custom is not to walk barefoot. Leitzod Meshabbos Kamesh Yitz Bechol. The person should not go out during the on Shabbos like he goes during the weekday. Built a davar acher Shizker Al Yodesh for Shabbos. Besides, if there's something else that will remind him that it's Shabbos, Leiyam Alchali that it does not come to desecrate the Shabbos. That's the kolbut. Says the Mishaburim Sivkatan Nun Zayin. So he said a kiteya amputee that cannot go at all on his thighs. He just sits on this chair and he picks himself up. He supports himself and he pushes himself forward. And he has these supports of leather or wood for the edges of his thigh or his legs are beneath. And when he's leaning on them, he picks himself up and he leans also on his legs a little bit. So he says he cannot go out with those on Shabbos because since they're hanging and they're not laying on the ground, so they might fall off. But, Sivkot Nun Zayin, the chair and the Vesav Salam Akitam Shabiyadav, these small benches that are on his arms, Haidnu Vedish Nishna Leim, he supports himself on those things. Ve'isha Nitchaf Lefonav, when he pushes himself forward, for sure, the reason why it's permitted to do the chigur maglet, similar to the case of a lame person with a stick, with sibyut zayin, that's permitted. Sivkot nun ches. So he said that also someone is amputee on both legs and is going on the stump and on his knees, and he makes these leather supports for his thighs. Yitzben b'shabbos, he go out with the b'shabbos kolosher kantim b'shtafi. It's not applicable over here that they might fall down. Because this is what he needs. Sivkot nun tes. And the Rama said also permitted to go out with a stick, shall eight of wood, that the foot goes into, and you don't have to be concerned that it's going to fall. And that is afagav shem by er klal, even though there's no leather at all. If Allah, even so, mikir minol. Oh, sorry, not a stick, what did I say? Just let it go out with a shoe of wood that the foot goes into, because mikir minol, it's called a shoe, and you're allowed to go out with shoes. And we don't have to be concerned that's going to fall. Lambi Agrab Prima Godam Shikshu, they asked, Model, come on, some interpretation should doubt some base, the mashman that it sounds like. Only if it's covered with leather on the top. If it's just wood, it's not considered as a shoe. That he answers regarding this liyashav dasa shachanach to resolve the pinyan shachanach. The chalak ben Shabbos and Mikipurim. Avol mekol mokum the dina mashma halacha. It sounds like the mitzatik and Ramban is inclined like Ramban. Shalais levad. If it's only wood, the chashim in liyashav is not considered a shoe. Avol in Shabbos and regarding Shabbos, and it would be problematic because it's not a shoe.
And then the Rama added on sekat and samach that v'chein v'fantanish that falls off quickly and by itself, which Mishabur says any mashakarig mashanenu. Fantofil, which is some type of these house shoes. The Avik of the Mishtalfi Mehera Bemela is like these slippers, that even though they slip off quickly and by themselves, hang on, the Chalitza Bidayim, by pushing up with your hands, to blow out Torah's cash without untying any knots, that's what the Ramah was adding on. The Chiddush Kim Chubar, since it's covered with leather, it stays a little bit connected, like slippers, and we're not concerned that it's going to fall and you're going to come to carry it. But Sifkat Samachalav, that Ramah continued from the ogreness of Yesh Machmim, some are stringent and they say it's forbidden. That is Hainu Befantinish and Mitam the Mishtilif, because those slippers, they might just fall off in the street. But Tazakam Siv Mem Kosby writes, Aloy Hashin, they were not concerned with this, though in Derek Leilich Yochab Shazam, because people don't usually walk barefoot in the street. So even if it would fall off, it wouldn't be concerned. But the Shartzi and the Samachimal brings in a place where the norm is for people to walk barefoot, this sounds like people going to the Shabbos, even the Taz would agree that to the Yesh Machmim, that one should be stringent. And that's what the Mishnah continues. But Tzeis Shabbos Mefakuk says, "B'zvar Ma'in Shomi." He's a little picks at what he said that if that's really true. Now, but there it seemed the Mokum Nefesh in the Monday place, but about the in Lachal Bashor, one should not be lenient. Ach, l'kul yama. But according to everyone, Imshachach, if you forgot, b'yatz be'al Nushas Ram. If you went out with them to the street in Tzachal Asin, you don't have to remove it, as the Sharatin Oysamachdal brings them up from the Magid Ram. The reason is because of Kapil Abris, as Tzeis Shabbos says. And so you don't have to remove it, but it says the Mishbril Mahalch ben Achmigil Basa, you walk with them till you get to your house. Bechina dimchol hanish asur and Mishum del Salatu. You said to anything that are rabbinically forbidden because you might come to carry. Once you're wearing it, you could continue wearing it till you get to your destination. Sevkan samach beis. And a person should not walk barefoot, but mokum shein derech v'chul in a place where the norm is not to walk barefoot. But derech meishim mashmet sounds like dafel, but mokum shdarkum leiluch yachav b'chol. Even the place where the norm is to go barefoot during the weekday, but Shabbos kibush menolam on Shabbos you should wear shoes. Kadesh yiskesh for Shabbos to remember that if Shabbos b'bachtis and the bachtis, but the gam yesh b'zeb mishum oinik Shabbos also has the halacha of oinik Shabbos related to this. But the important and same thing is to be yom to be tzorch lizar b'zeb and yom to be have to be careful regarding this. To oinik Shabbos be yom to be shabbos because the lighting on Shabbos yom to be is the same. Ayn sim beis the gam b'chol that even during the weekday. It's really considered discreet to not go barefoot at any point in time. The Bir Halacha and the Ramaschal and Avalim Kasharte that the woman tied it on so that it doesn't pain her, the blood, and she shouldn't be in pain, then it's permitted to go out with it. But says the Be'er Lach, without tying, it won't stay. And Simshim Gimel Savtez above is brought that by a moich, which is this cloth that is prepared for the menstruating woman to put in the place where the blood is coming from, is permitted even without tying. Because there it's going to stay. But over here, it's not going to stay without being tied because it's only hanging only in front of her. So some magen on to the Shabbos. That's the difference between the two of them. The maschal sheregel nechnes boy that he said you're allowed to go out with a shoe of wood that the foot goes into. You don't have to be concerned it's going to fall. What he means to say is that even though from the Gemara it sounds like that by wooden shoe gozer, then maybe the foot it's going to slip out of the foot because it's not really it's so connected. Well, that was in their times where the it was tied by the thigh, and the foot didn't go into it, which is not the case by our wooden shoes. Now, regarding a sandal made out of sham, some type of a gummy, according to Rabbi Yerucham, Beshur, it's permitted to go out with it, according to everyone, even according to those who say it's forbidden if it's made out of wood, it's permitted to be safe at the end of the simon. Some of the deer shoes deer shoe 38 says because if it's a norm of a person to go out in a certain way during the weekday, So therefore, that zav is considered as hoitzah for this pouch. Now, someone that the doctors inserted for his healing, a needle, so that should be connected always to his body. And to this needle is what they attach when they need to, something that they're going to inject at times, medication. Shubha Shabalevi writes, it's forbidden to go out with this, even to a Carmelist, a rabbinically prohibited area. Because just like the carrying of the pouch of a Zav is considered a derech haitzah, it's the normal for the Zav to carry that, so too you have to know regarding this this tool, when it's hanging on his body, it's considered the normal way for such a sick person that needs it to be carrying it, and therefore it's considered haitzah. However, to go out only with the needle that's stuck into his body without the tool, so he writes whether it's permitted because that's only tiltul shalekiderech, because it's stuck in his body, and also it's malach hashem zich leguva, because you don't need the needle as on the outside when it's without the machshir, without the thing that helps insert. And the Carmelist, the issa tiltul is only rabbanon. They did not say it's forbidden things that are because of gezerah. That's also opinion of the Vilna Gaon. The only things that are forbidden because of a shvus, did they say it's forbidden in the Carmelist, not things that are forbidden because of a gezerah. Issue 39. That the Mishmur had said that if the woman's wearing something like a garment, like some type of underpants, that since the Derech Mamash is permitted in all situations, so therefore someone that does not have control of their excretory system when they have to go to the bathroom and they need to wear like a diaper, so in this girl's holds that since it wraps around the body, it's considered like a derech malbush and permitted to go out with that traditional sarab, even when they're wearing it only to like just save that they don't get dirty. And so too, these girdles that women wear when they're working in the kitchen, some type of apron, he holds over there that even if they're not wearing it only from the front, however, that's the way they normally wear it, and therefore it's considered as a malbush and permitted to go out with that, even if they're wearing it only, like, so to speak, just to save from getting dirty. There's number 40. At the end of a woman's period, when the blood starts getting much less, and she doesn't really have any physical pain if the blood's going to come onto her skin, but it does bother her that maybe her garments are going to get dirty. So as much rice, it's forbidden to go out with the moich, which is a cloth that's inserted into oisim akum, because only protecting from physical pain that it shouldn't hurt her, does that make the moich, this cloth, like a garment. Just like other garments that are made to protect the body. But some other pain, which is not protecting the body, does not give significance to the cloth as a malbush, as a garment. That's so like you have some type of like a pad, that would be problematic at the end of a period. And that's also been in the Skirelis, that whenever you're placing the cloth, not because of a physical pain, only because she's bothered, because of her garment or her body is going to get dirty, you're not going to go out with that. He adds on over there that, however, if she stitches or sticks the cloth to the undergarment, so then it's secondary to the garment, and you're allowed to go out with that pad, even if there's no physical pain, and if you're allowed to go out, he says, with the pad them that are common today, because they stick to the garment. Another thing that Zalman holds, that just like something that comes to protect the body from pain is considered a garment, so too, clothing of something that's come to save the body from getting dirty, so if it's permitted to tie on a girdle or to put some type of a pad to protect her body from getting dirty. It sounds like in Lashon Shulchan Aruch, there's no head to only mokum tzar guf. You have to say that b'derech klal, if there's no tzar guf, so that's not the norm to be particular about a little bit of moisture on the body. Now, regarding going out to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim with a moich dochik, that's when the woman has to start her shivan akiyim. So she inserts into the vaginal canal a pressed cloth. Shuvas Metzitzik writes that it's forbidden carrying. That's also permitted as Kirelitz. Shuvas Metzitzik writes that Meikra Adin is permitted to go out with that. However, since we don't find explicitly that it's permitted, it's appropriate to be stringent. Shuvas Shebelevi writes that should not go out with a Mechdochit or Shushavim to the Carmelis, but the Chatzar that does not have an Eruv, it's possible that you don't have to be stringent. That's written in Shuvas Chesh of Eifud. He just adds on that if a little bit of the Meich is coming out of her body, it would be forbidden to go out also even to a chatzah that does not have an heir. Now, on the other hand, Shlomo Zalman holds, since we don't find by the Gedolei Doris that warn people regarding this, and specifically according to the Chavos Das, that's born in Yerdei Kof Beis Dalet, that sometimes a woman needs a moich dochik for 2 or 3 days, And it's also not mentioned that there's a specific heter to go out with a melech toka on Shabbos, even in the house, according to the opinion that's brought in Shulchan Aruch later on, Simchas and Gimel Sefer Chesed, or whatever, you're not allowed to go out on the road to Shusham, you're not allowed to even go in your house. So you have to say that since this Eitzah would only be rabbinic, and that's the norm of regular of upstanding women, that they need a mechtachik every single month so that they're permitted to the husband. So the mechtachik is considered as one of our garments, and just like there are those who are lenient regarding a hand watch as considered a malbish, because everyone needs to know what time it is, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, they should be permitted also with this mechtachik too. There's number 41. If someone needs the instrument, a catheter, so from this girl's holds, it's permitted to go out with it to Rosh Hashanah, because since it saves him from pain that it could be caused him, it's considered as a malbish, as a garment that's permitted. That's also Pinim Shlomo Zalman. It's permitted to go out with that, since that it protects on the body from filth. He adds on that one should empty the sack from the urine so that it does not come to carry it, even though it's carrying would be Malacha Trinzik Laguf, it's something that you don't really need. On the other hand, Shubhashir Levi writes that it's forbidden to go out with a catheter, because it's not permitted to go out with something that saves to go out with something that saves the body from pain only when you're carrying it like in a way of a garment, for example, some type of a wrapping that's attached to the person's body. But carrying the catheter is not the way of a garment. He adds on over there that however you could be malamed tzchus, you could find merit for those who go out with a catheter if it's a place that's not a biblical Rosh Hashanah, because maybe that's not really considered as a normal way of carrying, and therefore it's only two drabbanans, and you could say that they were not good in such a situation in the makam chayla of tzar and kavod abriyas. Dish number 42, that if something is being worn in the way that's normally worn, even though there's no really need for it to be worn, and even though it's only being worn to protect from getting dirty, Shubhashir gives him his rights, you're allowed to go out with that, because the need for protecting from getting dirty is not considered as a need that permits to go out to Rosh Hashanah. If that's the case, most definitely there's no difference whether if there is such a need or whether there is no such a need. I mean, it's not a significant factor. So you're wearing a malbush. Addition number 43, to go out with a raincoat that's made from a thin nylon, like the shane coat, the whole purpose is only to protect on the garments that they don't get wet from the rain, but it's not really like a garment that warms the body at all. If Shlomo Zalman holds, that's also considered derech malbush, and you're allowed to go out with it. According to what written Chubis Exhumation that we're going to bring shortly, so Chubis Aznizur writes, it's forbidden to go out with it, because by wearing it, you're not adding any malbush for the goof. Addition number 44, to go out with a nylon cover on one's hat because of the rain, to have these special hat coverings, Chaznish holds that's forbidden. That's written in Shuvah's Mechaz Yitzchok, Shuvah's Olitzian, that the covering is not considered as a derech malbush, and therefore it's forbidden to go out with it for the purposes of saving the hat from getting dirty, and that's dependent on his grill. Shuvah's Mechaz Yitzchok adds on that if it's wearing the covering so that the hat does not get totally saturated, and then he's going to get wet from the rain, so that wearing would be considered as the purpose of preventing bodily pain, and that would be permitted as we burn Shulchan Aruch Sefer Yud Gimel. Shabbos Eges Moshe writes, which we just referenced this before, that it's forbidden to go out with a hat covering, but for a different reason. That according to him, it's not considered as a derech malbush only when it's something that's adding on some type of covering or protection for the body. But covering the hat is not protecting the body more than the hat itself. And the hat to go out with a hat on top of a hat, he writes over there, is that when the upper hat is bigger than the lower hat, as the Lashon Mishnah Berurah, then you have in the wearing of the additional hat some type of additional covering for the head. On the other hand, Rosh Hashanah Zalman holds that in places that they're not particular to remove the covering right when the rain stops, you're allowed to go out with it, because since it's made in the same measurements as the hat and it's connected to it very well, it's bottled to the hat and considered as a derech malbush. However, if the norm is to remove it right away when the rain stops, you should not go out with that Rosh Hashanah. You might come to carry. And similarly, that's how Chuvah Sheva Levi writes, to permit that since it's made in the form of the hat and you wear it on all sides, it's considered as a derech malbush. But he adds on that in a place of Rosh Hashanah Gemur, one should be stringent not to go out with it, because you might remove it when the rain stops. And that's written in Chuvah Har Tzvi, that it permits for those same reasons. Now, to go out with rubbers, the Chuvah Beis Shleima writes that it's permitted, and that's also the opinion of the Das Torah. Chuvah Yad Yitzchak writes, not to get upset at those who are lenient regarding this, because they have a lot to rely on. He adds on, however, that if the rubbers are not really connected very well to the shoes, one should prohibit to go out with them, because they might fall off from his shoes, and he might come to carry them. On the other hand, Chuvah Yad Yitzchak writes, it's permitted to go out only with rubbers that are made also to warm up the body, or when you're wearing it so that the rain doesn't get through to the foot and pain him, like his shita before, that's not considered as derech mabush, only when he adds some type of covering or protection for the body. And that's also the pin of Reb Nissen Karelitz. Dear Shu 45, Shmuel said that if some of her body also gets dirty, I mean, if she wraps also part of her body with it, so that's considered derech mamash. Now, from these words in Mishnah Berurah, that really the source is from the Taz, is Burton Shartzi and Sukkot and Zayin, Shmuel Igaz Mishnah writes that you could learn that something's not called derech mamash only when you're adding on some type of covering or protection for the body or to the head in the place where beforehand it was uncovered. And for this reason, someone that wraps himself with a garment that's on her head covering, also some of her body, that it serves for her also as a covering for her body in the place where before it was uncovered, that's considered derech mamash. And he adds on that also the hat to wear a hat on top of a hat because of the rain that's brought in Sipkot Nun Beis is only in the way that you're adding on a covering to the body or to the head through the second hat. And for that same reason, the Mishnah writes that the upper hat has to be bigger than the low one. Now, explaining the words of the Taz, according to those who disagree on the Igris Maisha, so that's discussed in Shabbos Mishnah Halacha, Shabbos Oz Nidru. Now, a woman, even that's married, that's going with a head covering, who wants to go out with a nylon hat on her head when it's raining, Shabbos Mishnah Yisrael writes, to make our din, it's permitted for her to go out with it, whether because it's placed on the head in the way of wrapping and it's covering the revealed places on the head, like the pastures of the Pin Magavram, the Burn Shart, Sin Sefkot, and Zion, whether because that through that the rain's not going to get soak and pain her, and whatever holds back physical pain is considered derech mabish. But the Maisa, he's in doubt to be stringent regarding it, because since it's not the norm to go with such a hat, only when it's raining, if we're concerned that maybe right when the rain stops, she can take it off from her head, it's going to come to carry. Shem Zaman holds that in Rosh Hashanah Gemur, one should be stringent enough to go out with this nylon head covering. And there's a concern that she might come to remove it when the rain stops. Dish 46, we brought that some are stringent by the Pantanish because it might fall off. But Meiser, Mr. Gerlitz holds that slippers that are common in today's times, that they're not really tight to the foot, one should be stringent not to go out with them. However, if they're tight with like a strap around the leg, then it's permitted. Now then, Chuz Erlitzin writes that it's permitted to go out with slippers, that since they brought in Ramot two different opinions regarding this, and also you could discuss that today we don't really have a Shusram Minatar for many reasons. You consider this Machlek as a subject drabban, and Chuz Az Nibiru writes that since the Taz lean regarding this, and also today Shabbos who disagrees, and Taz writes at the end of his words that maybe Bizman Azeh, today's times, that's not the norm to go barefoot. Someone goes like this, but like that it's Kaladim, if that's the case in our times, but it's not the norm to go barefoot. And Shusram, you could be leaning regarding the Taz because you're not going to come to carry them. Now, shoes that are made without straps, or shoes that they're not the strap, they're not tied the laces. As the girl told that since it's still tight to the foot, you're allowed to go out like that into the street. Issue 47. We said that you should wear shoes because of Einik Shabbos. If someone has pain when he wears shoes, the Kavachim writes that according to the Bach, you don't have to put on shoes, because to the contrary, then you'd be mevatel on some Einik Shabbos. But according to the reason, Darim Aisha, it's possible you'd have to wear them so that you remember that today is Shabbos.